58. Caleb. Caleb looked up from where he lay on his back. Five Reapers surrounded him while the Parabellum streaked overhead, finishing another strafing run, framed by the gray, overcast skies. The Reapers scattered, each of them fleeing in whatever direction they could go. One was too slow, impaled by a long, thin, spider-like leg, leaving Caleb's view blotted out by the monstrous Relia that now loomed above him. It reminded Caleb of the Relia abominations he had encountered on Essex, though it was considerably smaller and less monstrous. Its purpose was the same. It made a noise in Caleb's face that sounded like a laugh, clacking its teeth and slavering in anticipation of ripping him apart.
"Kill it. It's Relia, but also Axon. The work of a twisted mind."
Or a perfectly logical mind who had made a creature specific to his needs. Relia, to relay commands from Nyarlath to the Jaxcluth on Earth. Axon, to communicate with Krake, operate the portal, and set up this trap. And that's what it was. A trap. A ruse to draw them out. The hallucinations should have done them in, but with all of Veidt's carefully laid plans and all of his contingencies, he hadn't counted on the lowly humans receiving aid from another Axon. He hadn't counted on Max. Without it, the neural disruption would have tuned them all against one another. If that had failed, the Reapers would have finished them off, and if that had failed, this thing that he could only believe was Hansen was waiting to do the job itself. His symbiosis with Ishak made the two of them one. It gave them a shared experience, a shared understanding. He had years of training as a Marine Raider. He understood tactics as well as anyone. Ishak had long served one of the Relia Ancients. It understood how the Relia thought and acted, plotted and planned. It understood how the war against the Axon had proceeded and why more subtle battles had been fought between them. Earth was an important planet to the two warring races, but not the only one. Similar scenes had and were being played out on other worlds hundreds of light years away, too distant for them to ever reach without a gateway to step through. They came to the same conclusion, though it frightened Caleb to make the connection. The interlink, the portal. They were props. Krake was a damned diversion. He was sure of it. Veidt had identified the greatest threats to its success in the form of himself, Sheriff Duke, and General Stacker, and no doubt General Hyrie on Proxima. It was like a game of chess, where each move didn't immediately impact the outcome, but set up another move later in the game with the hope that their opponent didn't notice before it was too late. Caleb hadn't noticed, and it was too late. Or was it? Max was a wild card Veidt hadn't expected and couldn't account for. A second queen placed onto the board against the rules. The intellect had given them a 20% chance of success. And right now, that seemed like good odds. Caleb rolled to the side as another of Hansen's legs speared down toward him. He evaded the attack, feeling the leg brush past his back as he made it to his hands and knees. He threw himself forward to avoid another limb, only to find himself airborne a moment later as a tentacle wrapped around his waist and jerked him up. He was only held for a moment. The crackling whine of Stacker's heavy railgun interrupted the capture, the rounds tearing the limb off near its root at Hansen's shoulder and dropping Caleb back to the ground. He landed on his hands and feet. Checking his HUD, he realized the network was fully online. Stacker was there with Jesse, Spot, and Lucius. Max was close by. Hayden was... He threw himself to the side, nearly caught by a Reaper while he wasted time tracking his team. He rolled to his feet, turning and unleashing an energy bolt from his skin that cut the Reaper in half. He spun around, looking for Hansen. The Relia had redirected its attention to Nathan and the Centurions who were charging up the street from the east, guns blazing. A pair of thunks sounded, twin grenades arcing through the sky and landing amidst the Reapers before detonating. Stacker kept his assault focused on Hansen. Flares of blue energy captured most of the rounds now that Hansen was expecting them. The hybrid monster skittered forward without regard to the additional Reapers on a direct route toward Stacker. Caleb unleashed a beam of energy that should have caught Hansen in the back. Blue shields captured the blast instead. Hansen knew Caleb was behind him, and it was ready.
"Ish, any more tricks up our sleeves?" "I'm exhausted, Caleb," That's not what I asked you.
He could sense Ishek's reluctance. He understood how tired the Relia advocate was. He felt the same exhaustion in his pounding head and racing heart, already pumped full of adrenaline. He knew it was the only reason either one of them was still conscious.
You still have the micro spear. It won't go through shields, you know that.
Caleb blasted a Reaper coming at him from the side and then ran behind Hansen, trying to get back into the fight. Stacker was retreating now, using the jets on his armor to help take long jumps backward. Caleb watched him hit Hansen with a grenade, only to see the creature's shields absorb the assault. A sharp scream caught his attention, and he turned his head toward it, just in time to see Hansen's remaining tentacle lash out and grab Lucius. It pulled him into its multiple arms. Lucius screamed as the arms grabbed at him, ripping him apart in a wash of blood. The sight twisted Caleb's stomach, even as Ishek's idea came into focus in his mind.
Will that work? Unknown until we try. Max, Caleb said, I need you to help me get Hansen's attention. Max!
The intellect didn't reply. He was gone, and there was no time to try to find him. He would have to do this himself.
Stacker, do you copy?
Caleb said, opening the line to Beta Squad.
A little busy, Stacker replied. I'm coming up behind Hansen. I need you to get to the other side of him. Are you kidding? Come on, Stacker, I know you can do it. Roger.
Caleb grabbed the micro spear from the skin, holding it tight in his left hand as he hurried forward, ducking around a Reaper that reached for him and sliding between two others. The Reapers gave chase behind him while Stacker landed on the ground in front of Hansen, standing his ground and firing ineffective grenades into the hybrid shields. Hansen laughed again, tentacle whipping out at Stacker, who ducked away from it with unexpected agility. He sprinted beneath its legs, slamming into one of them with his shoulder and knocking momentarily off balance. He came out the other side just as Hansen spun around, lifting another leg to spear him in the back. The attack shoved Stacker forward, sending him sliding across the ground on his stomach.
Come on! Caleb shouted at Hansen, holding the micro spear up so it could see the weapon.
Another laugh-like sound escaped the monstrosity. It lunged forward, lowering itself and sending its tentacle whipping at Caleb. Caleb tried to turn aside, gritting his teeth as the tentacle caught him and lifted him toward its six reaching arms. He knew what would happen if they grabbed him.
Now, Caleb.
He closed his eyes and dropped the micro spear. Below, a single Reaper shook slightly as Ishek and Caleb forced their way into its mind through the collective, passing it a simple overriding order and watching the outcome through its eyes. The Reaper jumped up, its large clawed hand catching the falling micro spear. It landed unnoticed beneath Hansen as the hybrid grabbed Caleb's arms and legs, ready to tear them off. Then the Reaper jumped again, stabbing the micro spear into Hansen's unprotected underbelly. The effect was immediate. Hansen's laughter turned to a loud scream, one of its legs reaching out and stabbing the Reaper, killing it too late to save itself. Caleb returned to his body and opened his eyes. A jolt of energy from his skin burned away the limbs holding him, and he tumbled toward the ground, caught by Stacker before he could land.
Gotcha,
Stacker said, jets firing. He carried them away as Hansen spun in a tight circle, writhing in the throes of an excruciating death. Its legs grabbed for anything they could find. It speared the Reapers around it while the rest of the creatures began turning on one another, fighting for dominance with the impending loss of their leader. Stacker landed where Jesse and Spot had paired up, beyond the sudden chaos of the Relia infighting. He lowered Caleb to his feet, supporting him while both he and Ishek gathered their strength. Hansen continued to scream, its legs finally giving way beneath it. It collapsed to the ground, trying to drag itself away, only to die a few seconds later.
Thanks for the save, General,
Caleb said, still lightheaded and queasy. He wanted nothing more than to puke. He couldn't yet.
Hayden, he said, checking his tactical.
The sheriff showed up orange, injured but alive. Hansen was dead. But it wasn't over yet.